It's 8 minutes past seven. This is Morning Ireland and Lisa Pereira is here with It Says in the Papers.
Middle-income families ask St Vincent de Paul for help. That's the story on the front page of the Irish Examiner. Speaking at the launch of the annual Christmas appeal, the charity's president, Teresa Ryan, said increasingly desperate middle-income families are seeking help from the Society of St Vincent de Paul. She said they feel ashamed at not being able to make ends meet. The charity has seen calls rise by 7% in the year to October and expects to receive 250,000 calls to its helpline this year. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star returned to the weekend's car crash in Dundalk, in which five young people died. "What words can there be for such grief?" asks the Mirror, quoting Carrickmacross parish priest Monsignor Shane McCaughey. Both papers show photos of the victims, including the young couple Chloe McGee and Alan McCluskey, looking happy and carefree on a recent trip to Dubai. One photo shows them on jet skis with the Dubai cityscape in the background. The HSE is set to spend €720 million on agency staff this year while failing to fill more than 3,700 funded staff jobs. That story is on the front of the Irish Independent, and it's based on information released by the Department of Health to Social Democrats' health spokesman, Padraig Rice. The paper breaks the figures down into sectors and finds that the biggest agency spend was in areas such as home support for older people and mental health and community care. A picture of shame. That's the front page headline in the Irish News, which shows a photo of Fermanagh man Ernie Irvine, who has stage 4 cancer and was left lying on the floor of Altnagelvin Hospital for more than 50 hours. The Western Health and Social Care Trust highlighted the extreme pressure it faces at its emergency departments. The Irish Daily Mail devotes itself to the UK's proposed reform of its immigration laws. The paper calls the UK proposal seismic and quotes Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan as saying Irish laws may have to change. The Mail takes the opportunity to report that €1.1 billion has been spent by the Irish state in the first three quarters of this year on housing Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers. Day three of the Irish Times series on suburbs looks at Navan. "It's a duburb," says the front page headline, while the story inside talks about the dubification of Navan. Niamh Toomey writes that the population of the town tripled from 11,000 in 1991 to over 30,000 in 2022 as people sought cheaper housing within commuting distance of their jobs in Dublin. But a long-promised rail line has not materialised and commuters are left with an unreliable bus service and traffic on the M3. There are two parrots on the front of the Irish Sun. "I'm Troy Parrott," says the bird. "No, I'm Troy Parrott," says the footballer. The story's in reference to Dublin Zoo naming one of its parrots Troy. Dublin Airport joked that it had rebranded itself the Troy Parrott Airport, and two fans returned from Budapest with tattoos that read, "Pecked by the Parrot." "Parrot mania takes over Ireland," says the headline. "We're all Troy Parrott," it concludes.